From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This Saturday, Hillary Clinton will concede. Maybe. She's expected to congratulate Barack Obama on winning the Democratic nomination, but there have been mixed messages from Clinton's campaign, and she is not planning to release her delegates. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Senator Clinton's behavior since Obama clinched the nomination has some of her strongest supporters worried that she is undermining Obama at a historic moment that should be his to savor. Congressman Charlie Rangel is the dean of Clinton's own state delegation in the House.
The New York congressional delegation are with her to the end. Well, we thought the end was the end.
The end, Rangel meant, was Tuesday night, when Clinton delivered what many Democrats are calling her less-than-gracious non-concession speech. To give you an idea how much anguish this has caused even her most loyal supporters, listen to Bill Galston, a former top aide in Bill Clinton's White House.
I was an early supporter and remained supportive of her candidacy as long as the candidacy was at stake. Having said that, how to put this? This is really hard for me. She's not doing either herself or Senator Obama any favors. About the worst thing you can do to a presidential nominee is to make him look weak. Americans will not vote for someone they perceive as weak, however much they agree with him.
Clinton has made it clear she wants to be vice president. Bill Clinton is pushing it in private, and in public, several of her top surrogates are mounting a campaign with her blessing. But the Clintons' aggressive angling for the VP slot may make it harder for Obama to agree to it, because it would create the impression he was succumbing to pressure, a decidedly unpresidential attribute. Also, an important quality of a vice president is to be a loyal number two, continuing to argue, as she did Tuesday night, that she's better prepared to be commander-in-chief and that she and her voters are the best way to reach 270 electoral votes is anything but vice presidential behavior. So says Jim Jordan, a Democratic strategist.
Lots of people who are close to her think she's earned it somehow. Well, I don't think most in our party believe that you earn or inherit that job. I think you're asked to take that job. And I think that the most important consideration in that selection isn't really electoral. I think they go to personal comfort and trust and a strong relationship.
Whether or not Clinton brings more votes than she takes away is unclear right now, but Obama can determine that through polling. And there are other factors that weigh against a so-called dream ticket. She undercuts Obama's message of change, and there's her husband, who, although he helped her in the campaign, also hurt her with repeated angry outbursts like the one this week when he unloaded about Todd Purdom, the author of a Vanity Fair article about him. He started out calling Purdom sleazy and dishonest and went on from there.
But he's a real slimy guy.
He didn't stop even after being reminded that Purdom was married to his former press secretary, Dee Dee Myers.
That's all right. He's still a scumbag.
And it's not just Bill Clinton's behavior. It's the fact that he's resisted releasing details of his business deals and the names of the multimillionaire donors to his presidential library. That and the awkwardness of having a former president back in the White House would make it even harder for Obama to put her on the ticket, even if he were inclined to do so. So now, the couple who until recently was the undisputed king and queen of the Democratic Party must ponder their futures. First on Hillary Clinton's to-do list is to work her heart out, as she has promised, to get Obama elected. That's the only way to begin to get back in the good graces of all segments of the party, particularly African Americans. Strategist Jim Jordan.
She is nothing if not a good Democrat. And the honest truth is her future depends on it. If it is ever suspected that she and her husband, out of spite or future ambition or for whatever reason, did less than their all to elect Obama, it would just reflect horribly badly on her and would end her future in politics.
And that future, if it doesn't include the vice presidency, could mean a spot on the Supreme Court, going back to the Senate to become a superstar legislator like Ted Kennedy, or planning another run in 2012. For Bill Clinton, the to-do list is short. Reburnish his ex-presidential brand, which has been tarnished by his behavior in the 2008 Democratic primaries. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.